You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was originally released February 7th, 2010.
Bells in the Bat-Free, episode 100. Tales of the Green Glade, an internet novel by John Bell in 63 chapters. Chapter 1. Greco had long ago celebrated his 130th birthday, the event that marks the end of counting birthdays for elves, a fact that Greco was happy for. As he stood outside his petrified toadstool home, he whistled for his flying unicorn, which was off feeding on enchanted nuzzyfuts in the meadow near the Green Glade. The family had lived by the Green Glade for centuries. I mean, Greco's family, although it's possible the flying unicorn's family had also lived there as long, but with unicorns being able to fly, I doubt it. Be that as it may, Greco had never ventured past the Green Glade, nor had any of his ancestors. There was never a need to. All that one could want was there in the Green Glade. There was lush green grass, lovely green plants, reasonably edible green apples, as long as you didn't eat too many, and flying unicorns when they weren't flying off. But one terrible day, the Green Glade ceased being green. It turned a light brown, as if all life was being sucked from each blade of grass, leaf, and nasty apple. It was about this time that the elf tribe noticed that the sparkling stream was no longer sparkling, nor was it a stream in the strictest sense of the word, for being a stream denotes the presence of water, and there was none. Water, that is, in the sparkling stream, which was no longer either. The brightest elfin minds decided there may be a relationship between the lack of water in the stream, the lack of green in the glade, and the lack of hair in old Blatherbody's beard. They would discover later that they only got 2 out of 3 of the deductions correct, which is not bad for the best elfin minds, considering that the best elfin minds are on a par with the most mediocre chipmunk minds. Greco decided to go on a quest, to follow the previously sparkling stream as far as necessary until he discovered what had happened to the water, or until he reached the far end of the previously green glade, whichever came first. Greco loaded up an enchanted elf cooler with jelly bean beer, mini pretzels, and old Blatherbody's beard, which was a whole lot better than taking along old Blatherbody himself and having to endure constant kvetching about the price of green apples and what's wrong with young elves 75 and under.
They dress so strange, and their chants are just noise.
According to the calendar hanging on Greco's larder door, it was the morning of Octembratune the 63rd as he set out upon his quest. However, nobody made note of this momentous date because Greco's calendar had only one date to display, so it's been Octembratune the 63rd since Greco bought the cheap calendar on Merzidotes the 103rd back in 426 BQ. As Greco walked out of his home and into the not-so-green glade, his neighbors waved, bade him well, and gave him the traditional blessing for elf travelers.
May your trip be without care. Don't get eaten by a bear. Find what you're looking for, but not at a convenience store, for they charge too much money. So just stay home where the bears don't eat stupid elves instead of honey.
Greco waved and trod off into the distance until he could no longer see the petrified toadstools, which, considering his bad eyesight, was about 20 feet.
Hey, what the...
What are you guys...
Hold still, Mr. Bell.
What are you guys doing? I'm in the middle of my story.
This is an invention, Mr. Bell.
That's intervention, Brad.
Oh, yes, we're entering with an invention.
Oh, boy.
But why? Why are you doing this?
This is your new format?
Well,
Friends don't let friends do books about elves and green glades and unicorns.
Yeah, well, I kind of like unicorns.
Shut up, Brad.
Well, this is my show, and I can do anything I want, so give me that microphone.
Get away from me.
Now look what you've done. Where did the microphone go?
I think it's over here.
Is this it under this chair?
No, that's a hot dog.
Is it still good?
Just keep looking back!
I think it rolled over this way.
I'm the wire! I'm following the wire!
You got any ketchup?
Enough with the hot dog!
Keep away from that microphone!
I found some relish under the desk!
Here it is! Found the microphone. Here it is. All right, you guys, get out of my studio right now.
Come on, Mr. Bell. No one wants another book about elves.
Yeah, like your elf. What's his name? Shanky?
Greco.
Isn't that a kind of wrestling?
Please, Mr. Bell. It's just too calm.
Calm? What do you think? People like disasters and big events and explosions and stuff?
Yeah. And hot dogs.
That's what brings the listeners, Mr. Bell.
And that's what brings the ad revenue.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stoop to stupid explosions and loud stuff just to draw listeners. That's a cheap ploy. Ha! You see, that proves the new format is working.
How do you figure?
In the old format, if I'd have said explosions are a cheap ploy, we would have heard an explosion.
Oh my gosh, he's right.
So are we going to blow up something?
No, you let me get back to the story.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Until something blows up.
Don't blow anything up.
Spoil sport.
Greco walked along with a forest to his left and a meadow to his right, when suddenly the ground began to shake.
Wow, special effects.
What is this, sense around?
Cuckoo nuts fell from the trees.
Mr. Bell, it's getting a little weird.
Oh, I can't stand
the
up.
Wild animals began to call out in fear.
Something spooked in the cowlitz.
Something was getting closer and closer. Something big, something evil. Then a shadow fell across him, and he saw...
Hi there, Mr. Bell.
It's Mr. Wizard.
Why are you interrupting my story?
We've run into a slight problem here at the Bat-Free.
Uh-huh.
Remember that big hole that I dug in my laboratory?
Yes.
The excellent bottomless hole.
Right.
I was watching it today.
You were watching it?
Yes, I was watching the superb hole.
Uh-huh.
When suddenly...
Yes.
It started to sort of collapse in on itself.
Uh-huh. And it stopped doing this?
No, it's still doing it.
I see. And is this a problem?
Yeah.
Small problem?
No.
Medium problem?
Not quite.
Big problem?
That's the one.
Is the Bat-Free about to be destroyed again?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Bell.
Good.
I'd say everything in a 200-yard radius is about to go under.
All righty, then. We should evacuate, eh?
Immediately.
Arnie? Brad? We need to, Where are they?
Oh, they booked out of here the moment I said problem.
Then we should probably join them, right?
I'm way ahead of you, Mr. Bell. Got my jetpack on. See you later.
Yeah, you've got one of those for me, right? Right? I guess I should just go out on foot. Let me go down the hall here. Everybody out. Seems everybody has. Let me just go around here. Arnie, what are you doing?
I need to get the cowlitz out, Mr. Bell, so they'll be safe. Can you help me?
Yeah, I guess so, Arnie, but we got to do this fast. What do you want me to do?
I got an emergency slide out this window. I'm going to bring the cowlitz out. You put them on the slide, let them slide to safety, okay?
All right, but hurry. Let's go fast.
Wait, because the whole place is falling down around us. All right, girls, line up. Abigail. Okay, here you go. Here's Abigail.
Right.
Addison. Addison.
Arnie.
Hey, sweetie.
Arnie.
Hi. Okay, here's Addison.
Yeah, fine, look.
Adrian.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Adrian. Yo, Adrian.
What is this, Rocky?
Here we go, here's Adrian.
Can we speed this up a little?
I'm going fast. I can't, Mr. Bell. Alberta. Alberta, hi. Come on, there you go.
Don't talk
to the... with her. She's got a little bruise on her leg.
How many have we got here, Arnie?
Mr. Bell, we're still in the A's here. Hold on.
Only in the... Arnie!
Annette!
Oh.
Annette! Here you go. There you go.
Hi, Annette. Down the chute with you.
Frankie? Yeah, it's Frankie Avalon. He's a trapeze artist.
Uh-huh.
He never goes anywhere without a net.
Arnie, we need to hurry up and get these cowards out of here.
Jeez, so lighten up a little, Mr. Bell, for crying out loud.
Listen, I have an idea.
What?
All you cowards, out the window.
Well, gee, that's pretty efficient, but not very organized.
Right, now we follow them.
Follow them? You mean out the...
window! Everybody, get away!
away from the building! Get away from the building! It looks like any second it's going to... collapse! Is everybody all right? Let's make sure everybody's all right. Mr. Wizard.
Yo!
Arnie.
Yeah!
Brad.
Oh, boy.
Paolo.
Mm.
Walt. Oh, good. All right. Everybody's all right. Make sure you write that down, Ms. Schmackelheimer, that everybody is okay. That Ms. Schmackelheimer? Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
How-do-you-do?
Oh, knock it off.
Right.
Not only has the Bat-Free building been destroyed...
Again!
But Ms. Schmackelheimer is missing.
We need to institute a search.
Search an institute?
I think he means instigate.
Isn't that a scandal?
No, scandal's what you like to see in the dark.
How long does the state live?
About a week.
Look, we've got to find Ms. Schmackelheimer, and we need to do Bat-Free building.
Mr. Bell, I can handle both problems at the same time. I'll be right back!
Now, what do you suppose he means by...
Everybody!
Brad, what is that thing?
It's Nigerma.
It's an RV.
Yeah, I got it from our new sponsor, Harvey the RV Man.
So you're saying that with this RV, the new Bat-Free building on wheels, we can search the width and breadth of this country for Ms. Schmackelheimer?
Well, I was thinking more like tailgate party, but that works too.
All right, everybody, get aboard. Let's go.
Oh, okay. I get to drive first, by the way. We can take turns.
And so they went that day, beginning a quest to cross the country in search of Ms. Schmackelheimer. Will they find her? Will they have adventures on the road? Will we hear more about the Green Glade?
Yes.
No.
Be sure to return for the second 100 episodes of Bells in the... Oh, you ran over my foot.
Sorry.
You have been listening to episode
100
of Bells in the Bat Free. All contents are copyright 2010 by John Bell. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.